lights up on Joel in his basement studio, making a kite and listening to his scanner.
Joel sits at his wooden table on a January Tuesday. The heater is working, filling the basement up with steam and hissing. Joel sits in his steamy basement, lighting a Camel. Tastes great, breathing the smoke into the steam. I love morning when I'm the only one awake. The sun peeks through my window and settles on the blade of my hacksaw. Joel's 49-year-old hand reaches for the glistening saw. I'm ready to get to work now. Cut two rods of soft pine, 25 centimeters long, 1/2 inch wide. Chisel, chisel a notch in the center. Settle them together, cross beams. Twine to tie it. Who will fly it? A red-haired boy, first-time kite flyer. What color should his new kite be? Joel sits back in his chair and thinks about what color the kite should be. I'll make it red to match his hair, and with felt, I'll glue on a horse. Galloping through the sky, galloping from cloud to cloud, hooves digging into the air. Mom, I can't believe how high my kite is going. Mom, hold on to me. It's pulling me into the sky.
4-1-6-4. Okay, so Battalion 5-3, see what you do. Yeah. That's 4, thank you. Calling Battalion 5-3, 5-3 Battalion. 3-7 and 11-07 hours.
Cut two rods of soft pine, 25 centimeters long, 1/2 inch wide. Chisel, chisel a notch in the center. Settle them together, cross beams. Twine to tie it. Who will fly it? A newlywed couple on their honeymoon. What color should their new kite be? I'll make it gold to match their rings, and with paint, I'll create a heart.
Please attention, engine 268, engine 265, R121. Respond on the sign class 3, box 1345. Lay into automatic alarm on the sign class 3, box 1345 at 1106.
Joel drops his work, puts on his coat quickly, and leaves, slamming the door behind him.
Blackout.